Hey, this is Chris Johnson. I got a new neighbor. Somebody moved in across the hall. Apartment life is so fucking weird because people are just fucking in here and out of here so fucking often. It's like living in the fucking dorms, man. There's fucking constant turnover. There are 8 apartments in my building. So I got 7 fucking sets of neighbors. I've been here longer than 5 sets of them. I don't even know if they call them sets. Sometimes it's solo dudes. I think the new person who lived across the hall is a solo dude. Or woman, I don't fucking know. What's a female dude? A dudette? Is that just Ninja Turtles bullshit? Am I going back to my fucking Ninja Turtles past with dudette? Does that fucking exist? It's fucking crazy. Because the people who used to live across the hall moved out or maybe got evicted, I don't know. And then, all of a sudden, like, a bunch of packages started arriving for somebody next door, which was weird because usually when you move in, we got like mailboxes downstairs in the building and they all got your fucking name on them. You get like a fucking name placard to put in the fucking mailbox, but the fucking neighbor's placard just isn't there. So it's like a blank mailbox. I'm like, who is this fucking ghost man in here? Ghost man Johnny fucking next door getting all these fucking packages. Then I saw this person one day. She looks like she's fucking 12, which probably means she's in her fucking 20s. You lose the ability as you get older to determine the age of fucking anybody younger than you. At least that's what happened with me. Remember like in fucking high school and shit? Or even early college. You could just fucking tell. That motherfucker's a year younger. That motherfucker's 2 years older. You knew all that shit. Then I got fucking released into the wild. And like, I don't fucking know what the hell's going on. I'm talking to people. They look perfectly normal. And they're like, how old are you? They're like, I'm 26. Like, fuck. 26? That's 15 years younger than my ass. I don't know, I'm getting up there in age, but fuck. I'm not prepared for this shit. I'm not prepared for so many people being so much fucking younger than me. So she's probably in her fucking 20s, because she looks like a fucking child. But I saw her driving a fucking SUV, so she's at least fucking 18, or 16. I don't even know. See? I just fucking displayed how fucking old I am. When I was a fucking kid and turned like 15 or whenever the fuck I could get my fucking permit, I got that motherfucker as soon as possible. I had to be fucking 16. It wasn't fucking 18. What the fuck am I talking about? But I've been out of the game so long. I've been out of the young person game so long. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. But my point is this. Eventually, I like passed this person in like the fucking hall and I gave him my usual, hey, just one of those. Hey, how you doing? I'm not interested in you. I don't want to talk to you. Leave me the fuck alone. Think I'm a dick, please. And it's worked. Like, I've been, you know, nobody's fucking talking to me. I mean, I do that with all my fucking neighbors. Then I ran into her again today. And this was the fucking best. I did a race this morning and it's a little chilly outside. It's like fucking mid-40s and rainy and shit. So, you know, I got fucking shorts on because I'm a maniac. And I got like the superhero fucking long sleeve shirt on. It just looks ridiculous. I got my hair in the fucking 2 tails. I got a fucking like monster medal around my neck because it was the fucking monster scramble. Everybody got a fucking medal. Also, this fucking thing was a 10K and somehow I only went like 5.9 miles. And I was talking to people afterwards like, what the fuck? Like, how many miles did you go? Like, I was so fucking confused. I'm talking to strangers here and they're like 5.89. I'm like, what the fuck? And then some old motherfucker was like, no, I went 6 point whatever the fuck. What is happening here? So I must have made a fucking wrong turn somewhere. This place was a fucking maze. Is that a goddamn cemetery? There's all these twists and turns. I'm not fucking Magellan here. I don't know the fucking route. Anyway, before I get too fucking pissed about that, because I was fucking agitated, I'm coming back from this fucking race, and I look ridiculous. I look like a fucking asshole. 2 ponytails, superhero shit, shorts on a cold fucking day, ran 6 miles, I'm a fucking mess, and I'm walking into the building, and she's leaving, and I cannot begin to explain the fucking disgust on her face when she laid eyes on me. I got the fucking side eye. And I noticed the side eye and I thought, motherfucker, I know that look. I know that side eye. I'm jumping right fucking in here. And I was like, hey, what's going on? You know, more dick shit. What's going on? Hey, fucker. What are you doing, you fuck? I didn't say fuck. But, you know, I tried to convey that feeling without saying fuck. Like, hey, what's going on? Hey, what are you doing? And she was like, yeah. And then just fucking kept going. She might have said something. I don't know. I don't give a fuck if she said anything. Here's why it's important to me. Because now she thinks I'm a complete fuck and she will never speak to me. Nobody's attracted to that bullshit. Nobody's attracted to like fucking asshole behavior. Well, at least my asshole behavior. I wish I could script every first interaction with everybody that I fucking come into contact with. Not just fucking neighbors. I'm talking fucking anybody. I wish they could see me at those specific moments. Race time moments. So they take a look at me and think, dude, who is this asshole? You just need to make a shitty first impression. If I make a shitty first impression, it doesn't matter what I do from that point on. People are always going to think I'm an asshole. They're never going to give me a fucking chance. That's what I want. I want to not get a fucking chance. I don't want you to fucking meet me and think, well, wow, this guy's fucking awesome. Maybe I would like to talk to this guy some more. I want you to think like, this guy looks like a fucking psychopath and he's a dick. I'm never speaking to him. Yes, that's what we need. And that's what I got out of today's fucking interaction. And as a matter of fact, I fucking looked like an asshole one time when I met this fucker that lives like diagonal from me. I don't fucking talk to this asshole either. It was the same deal. I looked like a fucking maniac. He had the two fucking tails in. I looked at him. I was like, what's going on? I don't even think I was running that day. I think I just fucking threw two ponytails in. Sometimes I just throw two ponytails in and I go out in public. You know why? Because fuck it. That's why. Because I think it looks fucking awesome. I used to go to my old job like that one time, and the A-Train said to me, he's like, you know what, man? The first time I met you, or the first time I saw you, he's like, you had two ponytails in, you had this fucking pissed off dick look on your face, and you're just like stomping around the fucking corporate call center job. And I said, yeah, that's fucking great. I was like, you probably thought, wow, what a dick, right? Like, isn't it fucking phenomenal? Like, it's working. I want to script every first impression. Like, if I knew I was meeting somebody, and sometimes I've done that. Like, I'm going to meet a whole bunch of new people. I'm going to be a fucking dick. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website, app, whatever the fuck. Download my ass, subscribe, all that shit. You can subscribe elsewhere too. You know, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora. Pick a fucking site. Again, don't give a fuck. Just listen to my ass. I'm on Twitter. That is at Johnson Hate You. I am on Instagram. Maybe the number 5 minutes. I'm also on Facebook. This podcast is going to be right in my Facebook timeline for you.